The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey everybody, welcome to your Tuesday edition of The News Show. Apologies again for yesterday that we didn't have a show. Yeah, it was just a Monday from hell. But we're here today on lucky number 13 of August 2019. Got all the best technology news coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. All right, so all of us probably got smartphones, don't we? Yeah. At least I would think you would by listening to this show. In any case, what's your megapixel on there right now? Yeah, I'm talking about your camera on your smartphone. I can guarantee you it ain't this much. 100 megapixels. Oh, indeed. Yep, Samsung has just unveiled its first smartphone camera that will go actually beyond 100 megapixels. This is actually between Samsung and Xiaomi. They've actually developed a 108 megapixel smartphone camera sensor and are saying it's going to give ultra detailed photos and super high resolution video. They're promising actually up to 6K. Now, if anybody knows, particularly if you've listened to the photo show here on the BTN network, megapixel really doesn't have a whole lot to do with just how well your photos are looking. Granted, you need a few of them, but 108 seems a bit overkill. Well, even though there's 108 there, it only reduces them to about 27. That's thanks to the ISOCELL Bright HMX. Yeah, that's the sensor in the thing designed to take better low light shots by merging pixels to absorb more light, thus reducing the megapixel count from 108 to 27. Now, of course, Samsung probably doesn't really want you knowing all this. They're thinking, oh, higher megapixel count, ooh, the better the camera. That's why they're really hoping to capitalize on this, them and Xiaomi, saying it's even comparable to a high-end DSLR camera. Yeah, I think that remains to be seen. As far as the price, we don't know. But again, tell you, a DSLR camera, yeah, it's going to cost a hell of a lot more than this phone, and probably going to take better pictures, too. Prove us all wrong, Samsung and Xiaomi. We're waiting. Google, Android, passwords. Yeah, you don't need that anymore. That is if you're on Android 7 and above. That's because Google's now going to let you sign in to services, say, like Chrome on Android using just your fingerprint. This will be popping up on Android 7 or later phones over the next few days, at least according to the Google Help page. This is going to help users be able to log in using whichever method you have set to unlock your phone, which will also actually include pins and pattern unlock. Now, I know Android phones already have that fingerprint authentication for Google Play purchases, but this is going beyond that. Now, this means if you got to log in at a certain website or this kind of thing, yeah, just use your fingerprint and it's going to know. Basically, what it's going to do is have a little thing to verify you. Little thing will come up, confirm your fingerprint, tap away, and off you go. Definitely convenient for sure. Privacy, on the other hand, well, it is Google and Android. I'll let you decide on that one. And finally, TP-Link. Yeah, were you ready for that integration with Apple HomeKit? Well, forget about it. Yep, looks like all of a sudden, TP-Link no longer has any plans to update its Casa smart plug to support Apple's HomeKit system. Now, we do remember that support was actually announced way back in January, saying, it's coming, don't worry about it, we got it on its way. Apparently, it never arrived. Because posted up on TP-Link's website today, it's saying that the smart plug mini would no longer get that update. And it kind of sucks, too. Let's face it, TP-Link smart plug, definitely one of the cheaper and better options out there. So who knows why this happened? Did Apple pull the plug? Did TP-Link pull the plug? Sorry, I had to throw in the stupid analogy. Got one of those stories that no one else is listening to? Well, heck, put it on over here. We'll listen. BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com. Check out our official website, too, BritishTechNetwork.com. All of our podcasts are over there, including our blog, review section, so much going on over there. Check it out for yourself today. You can also check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. You can also find us on Twitter at British Tech. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. Have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. My gosh, I'm going to try. I'm just going to pretend Monday didn't happen. Have a great one, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.